Good afternoon, Radio Laurier. How are you today?
Hope everyone is doing well.
In today's episode, it's November 28th, 2018. On today's episode, I was actually kind of struggling to figure out what I wanted to do for today's episode. And then, an idea struck me that I might as well do my top three players per team. In my opinion, are the top three best players on each team. So we will go into that after. But first, let's get through all the news, and we'll do that later. And then that way we can push back, outcomes of games if we have to. Okay, so let's fly through these quickly. So Mike Babcock, pretty confident that they can get Austin Matthews and William Nylander in this week for the lineup. Don't know about that. Matthews is returning. When is Matthews returning? Matthews is scheduled to return tonight when they take on the Sharks. He missed 14 games due to a separated shoulder, but Matthews is back tonight to an already pretty stacked Leafs lineup. Nylander has until Saturday at 5 p.m. to sign with the team or anywhere else in order to play in the NHL. So speaking of players outside of the NHL right now, former Hab Tomáš Plekanec signs with a Czech Republican team. So he is another example of when guys retire from the NHL, they never really step away from the game. I mean, you see these guys, like look at Jágr. He's not playing in the NHL this year. Probably, I would argue, done in the NHL. And he's still playing out in Kladno. So again, NHL players, when they leave the game, or any player really, once they leave out of organized, like a higher league, you're never really done with the game. Florida goaltender Roberto Luongo is considered day-to-day with an LBI injury. The Panthers looking to get themselves out of the bottom of that division, and they will surely need Luongo in net. Shea Weber made his debut last night for the Canadiens as their 30th captain in franchise history. Had a pretty good night, had an assist and a few good hits, a couple blocks. Not a bad first night back for Weber, who hasn't played in 345 days, but still not enough to get the Habs the win last night, but it was a tough game. Keeping with the Montreal Canadiens, the Habs put defenseman Carl Alzner on waivers, sending him down to make space for Weber's return. Nobody took him in the waiver, through waivers, so he's assigned to Laval, and I assume nobody took him because of that god-awful contract, which is 5-year, $23 million. So his agent has been given permission from the Montreal Canadiens to talk with other teams to see if they can maybe get a trade. I don't know who would want to take a guy like Alzner, who has been scratched for 10 games this season already and has a ridiculous contract. It's going to be a tough sell for any team, but maybe as a good depth move. Again, unless Montreal retains some of that contract or they take a contract in, that's for me, it's going to be a hard sell to get rid of him. Philadelphia Flyers fired their GM, Ron Hextall, the former goalie for the Philadelphia Flyers. Flyers are struggling this year. They're not doing so hot. And the soundproofing does nothing. You can still hear things outside. Anyway, the Flyers off to a bit of a rough start this season, to say the least. Bottom of their division. They're searching for answers right now. They fired their GM, Ron Hextall. They fired their assistant GM, Chris Pryor, and their assistant coach, Gord Murphy. So looking for answers out in Philadelphia. They got a good core players. They just, I don't know why I would suggest goaltending and probably defense. They're big issues. So we did get a trade this week. So the Chicago Blackhawks traded forward Nick Schmaltz to the Arizona Coyotes for Brandon Perlini and Dylan Strome. So in my opinion, I feel like Chicago got the much better end of the deal. They picked up Dylan Strome, who's a former, I think, fourth overall pick, and Brandon Perlini, who's also, I think, maybe 13th overall. So these guys could develop into pretty strong players. Schmaltz is good, but a 2-for-1 swap for the Chicago Blackhawks. Now, Arizona GM did step in and say, we took our time with Strome and Perlini, but you can't build good players into great players through hope. No mincing words on that one. So we'll have to see. Strome already had a goal the other night. Last night, I believe it was. With Chicago, so we'll see where he goes. So Ilya Kovalchuk, recent signing in LA over the summer, thought to bring to some offense, some much-needed offense to the LA Kings. Right now, currently on the fourth line, but staying positive, he says he needs to look at bouncing back after a recent slump. He's got to start playing pucks a little bit harder. So I guess we'll watch the Kovalchuk situation with interest. Speaking of interest, Jesse Puljujärvi has been getting some interest from the Edmonton Oilers head coach Ken Hitchcock, as he's been called up and is now slated to play the second line. So Puljujärvi went from being in the doghouse with former head coach Todd McClellan to being sent down to the AHL to being called up playing the fourth line, and now he's playing the second line. Crazy couple weeks for Jesse Puljujärvi. With the Leafs, Patrick Marleau playing his 1,000th 600th career game. That's pretty good. I believe he was pretty close to the top 10 all-time games played. So congratulations to Patrick Marleau. Should be able to creep up those stats for a couple more years. So what happens with William Nylander? Again, it's been a while since we talked about William Nylander and his situation. What happens? Well, again, he has until Saturday to sign with the Leafs, or if the Leafs decide to trade him, to sign somewhere else, or else he can't play in the NHL this year. So, what do the Leafs do? Do they trade him? Do they sign him? It's tough. For me, if I was the team, I would want some assurance that he's gonna sign with my team if we trade him. So, I see all these mock trades talking about how the Leafs are going to get all these players from all these different teams for Nylander. There's no guarantee he'd sign with that team. Yeah, Nylander's good, but you want to make sure that you're going to get a good contract if you trade away pieces like that. So that's my 2 cents on that. Minor trade. Calgary trades Morgan Klimchuk to the Maple Leafs for Andrew Nielsen, the defenseman. It's a little bit of a minor deal there between the Leafs and the Calgary Flames. Going back to the Maple Leafs, somewhat. Poor Calvin Pickard is back on waivers after the Philadelphia Flyers, putting him on waivers after they continue to struggle. The former Maple Leaf netminder, who was put on waivers and claimed by Philadelphia earlier this season, back on waivers again. So a rough time there for Calvin Pickard, who at one point was a pretty decent backup in Colorado. I guess we'll see where he goes if he clears. I don't think he'll clear. He didn't clear the first time, and I don't think he'll clear the second time. There's plenty of teams that could use, a goalie. It's a shame that this didn't happen a few weeks earlier. Otherwise, the LA Kings might have picked up Calvin Pickard, but Jonathan Quick activated off IR in the recent days, so he is back. But definitely, Calvin Pickard would have helped them out in that slide. So Boston defenseman Kevin Miller is out again to continue to the add of Boston's injury woes. They're still missing Chara. They're missing McAvoy. They're missing Bergeron. They're missing... Oh, gosh, who else are they missing? Miller now, and I believe they're missing one other defenseman. And, he's out 5 weeks with a throat injury. Not pleasant there. I guess going back to my notes are all out of order, but going back to the William Nylander situation, Nylander has been training with a Swedish team, and he appears to be NHL-ready, so could he make a return to the NHL this season? It's possible. Again, I wouldn't rule out necessarily him taking the year off. It's a shame. I don't know. I don't know where that situation is going to go. I imagine some sort of deal will come together by Saturday, whether that be a trade or a deal. My money's on deal, not a trade. I think they'll probably sign him. Moving out to the West, Vancouver rookie phenom Elias Pettersson, who has been considered, or I guess compared, to Russian Rocket Pavel Bure, could have some competition out in Ottawa with Brady Tkachuk lighting it up recently. Missed a good chunk of the early part of the season with some lower body injuries. So he had a rough start to the season, but he is just lighting it up out there. Had 2 goals last night and continues to light the lamp for the struggling Sens. So could Tkachuk challenge Pettersson for the Calder? It depends. Pettersson had a great start to the season. It's cooled off a little bit now. Tkachuk had a cool start to the season because of injury and has now started to heat up. So where could they go? Could go either way, you know. We'd have to see. I think it's too early to call anything. I also wouldn't count out Rasmus Dahlin out of the Calder contention. And there's some other great guys out there like Svechnikov and Kokaniemi, but I don't think those guys are playing right now at the same level as Tkachuk, Pettersson, and Dahlin. Now you're wondering, Andrew, as a Hab fan, are you upset that you didn't pick Tkachuk and you picked Kokaniemi instead? Tkachuk's doing better. How do you feel? Well, I'll say this. Yes, Tkachuk's getting a lot more points. However, Tkachuk's not a centerman. He's not a face-off man. Kokaniemi's doing a lot of great things on both sides of the puck. And, you know, we don't need him to win the scoring race. We don't need him. I mean, it'd be great if he could, but we don't need that. We don't, you know, we need a solid two-way centerman who can play the power play, which he is, play the penalty kill, which he gets an opportunity here and there, and can play a full game. And he is, and I love his game. So, no, I'm not upset that we didn't pick Brady Tkachuk, nor am I upset that we didn't pick Filip Zadina. I was upset initially at the draft that we picked Kokaniemi instead of Filip Zadina, but look at Zadina, where he's at. I don't even know where he is. AHL. Meanwhile, I just don't understand what happened to Zadina. He went from being probably the unanimous third overall pick. I think he narrowly beat out Brady Tkachuk, and Kokaniemi was just out of nowhere. But Zadina was slated to be third overall and, you know, didn't even get picked in the top five. I think he was sixth or something like that, or seventh. I want to look that up. I want to make sure that my numbers are correct there. Oh, it was Zadina's birthday yesterday. Isn't that funny? So he was drafted. Okay, so yeah, he wasn't drafted in the top five. He was drafted sixth overall. Okay, that interests me. Only a couple weeks younger than me. Interesting. Okay. Anywho. So that's just my two cents on the 2018 draft. I know it's been a while, but yeah, that's just my two cents. What is Don Cherry tweeting? Don Cherry's tweeting about the closing of the GM plant. We're going to go on a quick break because it's hot and I'm thirsty. And then we're going to talk about the... Actually, wait, maybe before we go on break, we'll do a last night's scoring summary. Just because I'm not sure if I have time to talk about it later. Okay, so last night, the Ottawa Senators beat the Philadelphia Flyers 4-3. Two goals from Brady Tkachuk, one from Matt Duchene, and one from Thomas Chabot. Philly's goals, one from Jakub Voracek, one from Radko Gudas, and one from Thomas Konecny. The Buffalo Sabres getting their 10th win in a row against the San Jose Sharks, beating them 3-2 in overtime. Both goals from San Jose scored by Joe Pavelski, and Buffalo's goals scored by Jeff Skinner, Nate Beaulieu, and Rasmus Ristolainen. Anaheim beating the Tampa Bay Lightning 3-1. Anaheim goals scored by, is that Carter Rowney or Chris Rowney? Josh Manson, Nick Ritchie, and Carter Rowney. And Tampa's lone goal scored by Braden Point. Montreal losing in Weber's return, their fifth straight game. Yikes. Carolina beats them 2-1. Goals scored by Carolina, one from Trevor Van Riemsdyk and one from Victor Rask. Can't blame any of those goals on Price. And the lone Montreal goal scored by Philip Dano. Arizona beats Minnesota 4-3 last night. Two goals for Josh Archibald for the Arizona Coyotes, one from Lawson Crouse and one from Michael Grabner. Minnesota goals scored by Charlie Coyle, Jason Zucker, and Zach Parise. Colorado, this one's surprising me, their fifth win in a row. And they beat Nashville last night 3-2. Two goals from McKinnon, one from Tyson Jost. Nashville's goals scored by Kevin Fiala and Ryan Hartman. The Pittsburgh Penguins, hoping to get themselves out of that slump, beat the Winnipeg Jets last night 4-3. Goals scored by Pittsburgh, one from Riley Sheahan, one from Sidney Crosby, one from Zach Aston-Reese, and one from Derek Grant. Winnipeg goals scored by Braden Tanev and two from Mark Scheifele. Yikes, this one hurts. Vegas beating the Chicago Blackhawks for their fourth straight win in a row. 8-3. Wow. Chicago goal scored by Dylan Strome, recently acquired, Eric Gustafson, and Gustav Forsberg. Vegas goals scored by one from Daniel Carr, one from Ryan Reeves, one from Alex Tuck, one from William Karlsson, two from Shea Theodore, and two from Cody Eakin. Edmonton shut out the Dallas Stars last night, 1-0. The only goal scored in that game, Oscar Klefbom. And the LA Kings narrowly beating out the Vancouver Canucks in overtime, 2-1. Goals scored by Vancouver, one from Michael Granlund. And LA goals scored by Alex Eafalo and one from Dustin Brown. Just to back up a little bit, that Dallas and Edmonton game did go to overtime. Okay, let's do a preview of tonight's games. So, tonight's games. Anaheim taking on Florida, 7 o'clock p.m. St. Louis taking on Detroit, Dallas versus Calgary, San Jose versus Toronto, Pittsburgh versus Colorado. Okay, let's take a quick look at the NHL standings. So Buffalo rocketing themselves up to the top of the Atlantic. Tampa narrowly behind them by one. Toronto behind Tampa by one with 34 points. Boston ahead of Montreal by 3 points as Montreal is on a five-game losing streak. Detroit, Ottawa, and Florida still remaining in the bottom of that division. The Metro, Washington, gets themselves back in contention, puts themselves at the top of their division with 31 points. Columbus narrowly behind them with 30. The Rangers making quite the stir as they are in third place. Carolina with 27 points, good for fourth place. Islanders have cooled down a little bit, pushing themselves back down to fifth. Pittsburgh looking to catch back up to the big boys in the Metro. In the Central, not much has changed. Nashville still top of that division. Colorado second, Minnesota third. Winnipeg dogging behind at fourth. And then Dallas narrowly behind Winnipeg. And Chicago and St. Louis continuing to struggle. On to the Pacific. Calgary still in first place, however tied with the San Jose Sharks with 29 points for first place. Calgary, though, with a game in hand. Vegas skyrocketing themselves out of the bottom of that division. Good for third. Tied for third, sorry. with the Anaheim Ducks in the Pacific. Vancouver cooled down a little bit, pushed down to fifth. Edmonton still struggling at sixth. Arizona and Los Angeles at the bottom of that division. If we go league-wide now, Buffalo, top team in the league by 1 point. Yes, I know. We are now living in a world where the Buffalo Sabres are the top team in the NHL. I know. I can't believe it either. Toronto in the top five. Montreal falling from 13 to 16. And the bottom five are as follows. Arizona with 22 points. New Jersey, 22 points. Philadelphia, 22 points. St. Louis with 19. And LA with 19 points. All right. We are going to go to a quick break. Here is The Who by Babel O'Reilly. Enjoy. That was Ramble On by Led Zeppelin. Haven't played a lot of Led Zeppelin since we've been on the air. A shame, really, because they're amazing. Okay, without further ado, we shall now go into the best three, my pick for the best three players per team. Now, you may disagree, and I encourage that, right? So then we can have a discussion about this kind of stuff. So if you hear any players that you don't think belong in the top three on their team, or you think that I missed someone, please feel free to tweet at me at RinkRichard on Twitter to let me know. But, again, without further ado, we shall start in Anaheim with the Anaheim Ducks. So, my top three players in Anaheim, Ryan Getzlaf, Hampus Lindholm, and John Gibson. Now, Getzlaf has been steady with the team for years. Years and years and years. And he continues to be quite the force on the team, both regular season and playoffs. So the captain, coming in on my list, Hampus Lindholm, probably the best defenseman in Anaheim. Every good team needs a solid defense corps. Anaheim's got a pretty good one, and at the head is Hampus Lindholm. And then they got great goaltending to John Gibson, so no complaints there. Moving on to the Arizona Coyotes, this was a team I kind of struggled with. So, obviously, Oliver Ekman-Larsson is in that top three. Okay, and then from there, Clayton Keller had a pretty good rookie year last year. Oliver Ekman-Larsson, one of the better defensemen in the league, puts up a lot of points. And, I couldn't decide between Michael Grabner or Alex Galchenyuk, both two new guys who came there over the summer, but both very talented, great goal scorers. So those are my top three for Arizona. Moving on to the Boston Bruins, I think you already know where this is going. We're going that top line, Patrice Bergeron, Brad Marchand, and David Pastrnak. Pastrnak leads in goals a lot of the time on the team. And Marchand has turned himself into one of the best left wingers in the game. It's incredible. And Bergeron has been steady for how many years? And so that line always produces. You can always depend on them both offensively and defensively. Those are my three picks for the Boston Bruins. The Buffalo Sabres, three picks here. Now, my third pick I kind of struggled with a little bit, but hang on. Now, undeniably, Jack Eichel, the captain, is in that top three. Okay. And then, recent addition, Jeff Skinner has had a great season so far and is proving to be one of the better players on the Sabres, so he makes the top three. And then it's either Kyle Okposo or Rasmus Ristolainen to round out that top three. You know, Ristolainen's a pretty solid defenseman, very talented, and Okposo is just a really savvy vet who knows what he's doing. So either of those players in the top three. Moving on to the Calgary Flames. You guessed it. It's Johnny Gaudreau and Sean Monahan lining up in the top three for that team. Both are incredibly consistent, great players, and young, so core players. And then the third pick, now this might surprise you, I picked Mark Giordano. Now, I know a lot of people will be thinking, what about Matthew Tkachuk? He's leading the team in scoring. Yeah, Tkachuk would have been in my top three if it wasn't for Gaudreau and Monahan's just top-tier talent and the sort of games that they play. But the reason that I picked Giordano over Tkachuk is that Mark Giordano is the anchor for that Calgary blue line. Their blue line's pretty talented, but they need an anchor. And Mark Giordano is that, and he's been that for years. And contributed to what he does off the ice in an dressing room, Mark Giordano's on this list, top three, 100%. So my apologies to Matthew Tkachuk, but narrowly missed out. If it was a top five, 100% he'd make it in. Okay. The Carolina Hurricanes. So Sebastian Aho is a given, obviously. He's been really lighting it up this season so far. Justin Falk, the perennial Carolina Hurricane representative at the All-Star game. And for the third, again, these are in no way ranked. These are just my top three per team. There's no order. And then, so for the last one, Tuvo Teravainen or Dougie Hamilton. Hamilton's had a shot in, I can't remember how many games they were saying last night, but it's been, he's had a shot in, for, I can't even remember, but he's very consistent, a solid defenseman. And Teravainen has just been hot this year playing on that line with Aho. So, yeah, either of those two, top three in Carolina. The Chicago Blackhawks, you can already guess. It's Patrick Kane, Jonathan Toews, and in my opinion, Corey Crawford. When Corey Crawford's healthy, he's a big, big reason why that team, I was going to say succeeds, but that's not really the case at this point. But he's a big, big part of that team. You know, when they lost him last year, they struggled severely. And, I mean, they're struggling. I know they're already struggling this year, but noticeably last year they tanked because they didn't have Crawford. If you asked me a couple years ago, I would have probably said Kane and Toews and Duncan Keith. Because Duncan Keith, you go back maybe 3 years ago, Duncan Keith was one of the best defensemen in the NHL. He was a perennial Norris Trophy candidate, but it's been a rough couple of years for Keith. I think age is starting to get to him. Sad. But, you know, that's just how it goes. So Duncan Keith, again, top five. If it was top five, I'd probably put Keith in there. Maybe Brandon Saad, DeBrincat, maybe even Seabrook. All right, Colorado, again, you can already guess. It's that first line. It's Nate McKinnon, it's Gabriel Landeskog, and it's Mikko Rantanen. That line has just been lighting it up offensively. They put pucks behind you. They're talented. They're fast. They're big. And McKinnon, he just knows how to use that puck pretty well. If I had to pick an extra one outside of those three, Tyson Barrie is really good. Tyson Jost is pretty good as well. Or Varlamov. He's been good so far. Okay. The Columbus Blue Jackets. It's kind of funny because in a year from now, this list might look completely different. But so far on my list of top three for Columbus, I have Artirin Panarin, Sergei Bobrovsky, and Seth Jones. Now, Seth Jones has put himself into probably one of the better defensemen in the league. But Panarin and Bobrovsky, great players, but they may not be there next year. Panarin negotiating a contract, hopefully, with Columbus. He's been talking. And no talk from Bobrovsky so far. So it's looking like he's either going to get traded at the deadline or he's just going to hit free agency. Which I also read in a pretty interesting article on TSN about the five goalies potentially on the trade block. So there's some pretty interesting names. Bobrovsky, I knew that. That didn't surprise me as he hasn't had much communication with the Blue Jackets as far as a contract negotiation goes. Jimmy Howard, I found a little bit surprising considering Ken Holland said they weren't going to trade him. They were committed to re-signing him, but it makes sense if he does want to get out of there. A lot of teams looking for a great goalie like Jimmy Howard. Cam Talbot didn't really surprise me because he's had a rough 2 years. Craig Anderson doesn't surprise me because he's a solid goalie looking to get out of a terrible team. The one that really did surprise me is Matt Murray. Now, I would have never thought that Matt Murray would be on the block because, I mean, if you go back a year ago or 2 years ago, it was Matt Murray and Marc-Andre Fleury, and they made the tough decision. They picked Murray over Fleury. And now Fleury's excelling in Vegas, and Murray's, you know, in the box. So I don't think they don't have much in, I mean, Casey DeSmith and Tristan Jarry have been doing well, but I don't know if I would consider them to be where Matt Murray's supposed to be. I don't know. It's been a rough couple of years there for Matt Murray in the regular season being injured, but he is proven in the playoffs with 2 Stanley Cups in his first 2 years. So I don't know about that. But going back to the top three list, we move on to the Dallas Stars. So naturally, it's the duo. Jamie Benn and Tyler Seguin. Those two just put up points like nobody's business. And then for my third pick, defenseman John Klingberg. Now, I know Radulov's having a great year there, and if Bishop was anywhere next to his form a couple of years ago, I would pick Bishop or Radulov. But I pick Klingberg because he's such a big part of that defense core that isn't very deep. It's not a very good defense core, and Klingberg just really carries a load out there in Dallas. So definitely on my top three. Now, the Detroit Red Wings was a team that I definitely struggled to find top three players for because there's just not a lot going on in Detroit right now. It was definitely hard. So my picks, Dylan Larkin, obviously that was my staple. Jimmy Howard's had a great season, and he's always been good for Detroit. So Jimmy Howard in that top three. And then to round it out, I wasn't sure. I mean, Anthony Mantha, Athanasiou, I don't know. You could argue Gustav Nyquist has been good as well. Not much going on in Detroit right now, so that was a hard pick. If you asked me to pick somebody outside of those, maybe I'd say Mike Green, Franz Nielsen, maybe Nick Cronwall. He's a little old now. Maybe Darren Helm, again, a little old. It's rough out there in Detroit. The Edmonton Oilers, I think you can already guess who headlines this. It's Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl, unanimously the top two players out there. The third, I think that past McDavid and Draisaitl, there's not much going on at all. The exception of, you know, maybe Ryan Nugent-Hopkins when he's good. Then I would say my top three would be McDavid, Draisaitl, Oscar Klefbom, or Adam Larson. I feel bad because I feel like Edmonton should get some sort of redeemable quality or some sort of credit for picking up Larson, who's quietly solid, but definitely not nearly as dynamic as Taylor Hall. That was one of the worst deals I've seen in a long time. Now, everybody likes to talk smack about the Weber Subban trade, which I have my own opinions about, but I don't regard it in the same sort of caliber as Larson for Hall. That was just terrible. But anyway. The Florida Panthers, Jonathan Huberdeau, Alex Barkov, and Aaron Ekblad. Now, I know Evgeny Dadonov and Mike Hoffman are off to great starts of the season leading the team. But I just think Huberdeau, Barkov, and Ekblad all bring something else. They bring a great two-way game to the team, and they put up points. So a plus there. And then if I had to, I'd say Trocheck would be a good consideration. Even Luongo, who brings a lot to the team. Because past Luongo, hey, Reimer's okay, but Luongo's their starter. L.A., I guess I could go to Edmonton again. Who would I pick outside of Edmonton? Yeah, probably Nugent Hopkins. I can't really think of anybody else. Yeah, that's rough. Okay. We'll put a staple in L.A. for now. We'll go back to the teams that I didn't get to talk about who I would pick outside of my top three. Carolina, probably Jacob Slavin. He's been really good. Victor Rask is also a good one who wasn't in my top three. Going to Calgary, again, probably to Chuck. Noah Hanifin is also pretty solid. Buffalo, who would I pick outside? Maybe Beaulieu. Probably Beaulieu. I can't really think of anybody else outside of that. Boston, who would I? Chara, Rask, Krejci's been okay. Arizona, I don't even want to talk about that because I really struggled with that one as it was. Maybe Stepan, I guess, I don't know. Anaheim, Corey Perry, probably, or Cam Fowler. Maybe Ryan Kesler. Okay, going back to LA, my three picks, Anze Kopitar, Drew Doughty, and Jonathan Quick. Those guys have just been the core for how many years? If I had to pick outside of that, probably Ilya Kovalchuk, because he's been on a slump lately, but he's slowly, quietly, I should say, in the point race on that team. Maybe Jake Muzzin as well, another solid pick. Yeah, I think that's fair. Moving to Minnesota, goalie Devan Dubnyk, 100% in there. Ryan Sutter, the steadiest defenseman. And Michael Granlund, if I had to pick outside of that, Eric Staal, maybe. He had a really great year last year, off to a slow start now. Matt Dumba would be another good one. Parise as well. So, but my top three stay the same. Devan Dubnyk, Ryan Suter, and Michael Granlund. Moving to my favorite team, the Montreal Canadiens. So it's kind of funny that it's different. Well, it's not different. It's exactly what you would expect. It's Max Domi, it's Shea Weber, and Carey Price. It's just like, it's so weird looking at that and thinking back to guys like Pacioretty and Markov and Subban. Anyway, if I had to pick outside of Domi, Weber, and Price, probably Gallagher or Tatar. Oh, Drouin, of course. Or Petrie. Nashville Predators, Philip Forsberg and Rene, obviously, and Roman Josi. Forsberg beating Yossi. Obviously, those are my three picks. If I had to pick outside, PK Subban, Ryan Johansson, Ryan Ellis, Matthias Ekholm. There's plenty of guys on that team. The New Jersey Devils, obviously, Taylor Hall. That's not even, shouldn't even be doubted. Kyle Palmieri and Damon Severson. Again, asked me 2 years ago, I would have said Corey Schneider, but he's just, I don't know what's up with him lately. But yeah, Hall, Palmieri, and Severson. If I had to pick outside of those three, I would say maybe Nico Hischier, who's been a pretty solid pick for them. Marcus Johansson has also been good. The New York Islanders, I would say Josh Bailey, Anders Lee, and Matthew Barzal. Again, those guys have headlining their offense of late. If I had to pick outside of that, Nick Leddy, perhaps. Oh, who's that centerman? I can't remember who plays in front of Barzal. Who the number one centerman? That's going to bother me. Hang on. I need to look this up because it's going to bother me. Oh, Eberle is also a pretty solid pick. Nielsen is good as well, Brock Nielsen. Yeah, I want to look at their lines, though, because I feel like I'm missing somebody. And then I wanted to go back. Pavel Zacha would be a good pick for New Jersey. Miles Wood, that's the name I was thinking of. Miles Wood, who's been solid. Oh, Sammy Vatten. Yeah, that would be good as well. Going back to the Islanders, or I guess focusing where we're supposed to be in the Islanders. Yeah, Brock Nielsen. Okay. Yeah, that was going to bother me. Moving on. To the New York Rangers we go. So my three picks for the New York Rangers, Mika Zibanejad, who came over in that trade with Ottawa, Henrik Lundqvist, the King, obviously, and either Brady Shea or Chris Kreider would be my to round out those three picks. Maybe if I had to pick outside of them, maybe Kevin Hayes, who's pretty good. Shattenkirk's pretty good too, though. Okay. The Ottawa Senators. I would pick Matt Duchene, Mark Stone, and Thomas Chabot, who's just been really made that the leaving of Erik Karlsson that much easier, because he's just really lighting it up out there. It sucks because I don't really like the Ottawa Senators, so I don't really like the idea of them. Not missing Erik Karlsson as much as they probably should. But, yeah. So, Matt Duchene, Mark Stone, and Thomas Chabot. If I had to pick outside of it, Brady Tkachuk, probably. Jean-Gabriel Pageau, if he was in the lineup. Yeah. I mean, on a good day, maybe Bobby Ryan. I don't know. Debating on whether I should just... No, okay, let's blast through it. All right. Philadelphia Flyers. Claude Giroux, Jakub Voracek, and either Sean Couturier or Shane Gostisbehere. I feel like I should include Shane Gostisbehere because he's the anchor out on that defense corps. But I didn't want to leave out Sean Couturier because he's up in the league, in the team scoring. So I didn't want to, not include him, and Couturier plays a great two-way game. If I had to pick outside of those three, Thomas Konecny is pretty good. Wayne Simmonds has been pretty steady over the years. James Van Riemsdyk as well. Forgot about him. Ivan Provorov is good as well. Yeah, there's plenty of choices. But yeah, my three picks for Philadelphia. Claude Giroux, Jakub Voracek, Shane Gostisbehere, Sean Couturier. The Pittsburgh Penguins, you can already guess. It's Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, and this one might surprise you. Either Letang, well, not really. Letang or Phil Kessel. Kessel brings a lot to the team. He's up there in the team scoring, but Letang's been such a steady player for that defense for so long, and I didn't think it was right to leave him off the list. If I had to pick outside of that, I would hope Derek Brassard would be a bit better than he is playing right now. The newly acquired Tanner Pearson, Brian Rust when he's good, Jake Guentzel obviously, or Brian Dumoulin's pretty good as well. But my top three for Pittsburgh: Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, and Chris Letang or Phil Kessel. The San Jose Sharks. This one was a bit of a tough one. Because San Jose's got a lot of great players, but here I go. Top three for San Jose: Joe Pavelski, Brett Burns, and either Logan Couturier or Erik Karlsson. Now, that one's tough because Kotiri does a lot for the team, but I can't help but not I can't not put Erik Karlsson on this list. He's Erik Karlsson. I mean, come on. If I had to pick outside of those three, Evander Kane has been solid for the Sharks. Timo Meier has had a surprising great year. Thomas Hertl, again, always solid. Big Joe Thornton, don't forget about him. And don't forget about Mark-Edward Vlasic as well. So, plenty of good guys out there in San Jose. The St. Louis Blues, Vladimir Tarasenko, Alex Pietrangelo, and Ryan O'Reilly, the recently acquired forward. I think those are pretty solid picks. If I had to pick outside of it, maybe Braden Schenn or Robbie Fabry, if he can stay healthy. Colton Parayko is also pretty solid as well. But my top three picks for St. Louis, Vladimir Tarasenko, Alex Pietrangelo, and Ryan O'Reilly. Moving on to the Tampa Bay Lightning, I'm going with Nikita Kucherov, Steven Stamkos, and Victor Hedman. Now, that shouldn't be very surprising. Hedman won the Norris last year. Stamkos is always good, and Kucherov is very solid. Not solid, much more than solid. A great player. If I had to pick outside of Kucherov, Stamkos, and Hedman, then I would say Tyler Johnson. I wouldn't forget about him. Braden Point's been really good lately. I wouldn't forget about Ryan McDonagh back there on the back end. There's plenty of good guys. JT Miller, Yanni Gord, plenty of guys. Okay. The Toronto Maple Leafs, Austin Matthews, Mitch Marner, and John Tavares. Now, I was debating on putting Ryan O'Reilly or Frederik Andersen in this list, but you just can't pass up on guys like Matthews, Marner, and Tavares. They're too good. It's you can't avoid that. If I had to pick past Tavares, Matthews, or Marner, I would say obviously Ryan O'Reilly or sorry Ryan O'Reilly, Morgan Riley, Frederik Andersen, maybe Kasperi Kotkaniemi's been good. Kasperi Kapanen. Sorry, I'm getting my Finnish names mixed up. Kasperi Kapanen has been good lately. So he would be on the list if it was a larger list. But my picks for the Leafs, Matthews, Marner, and Tavares. Moving to the Vancouver Canucks, who have cooled off a little bit lately, but we talked about that already. So my picks for the top three for Vancouver, Bo Horvat, Elias Pettersson, who's been very good, and Brock Besser. Those are my top three. I think they're pretty solid, nice young players. If I had to pick outside of that, there's not much. maybe Alex Edler, but not much past those three guys. Last three now, Las Vegas Golden Knights, my top three picks, Jonathan Marchessault, William Karlsson, and none other than Marc-Andre Fleury. Again, you can't not include Fleury. He's the backbone of that team. If I had to pick somebody other than Marchessault, Karlsson, or Fleury, let's probably start at Max Pacioretty, Alex Tuck, Riley Smith, Nate Schmidt, Shea Theodore almost came on this list. Pretty close, but no cigar on that one. Yeah. All right. The Washington Capitals, my three picks, Alex Ovechkin, Evgeny Kuznetsov, and John Karlsson or Nick Backstrom. I was just going to put Karlsson on there, but I couldn't forget what Backstrom is to this team. So, yeah. Ovechkin, Kuznetsov, Karlsson, or Backstrom. If I had to pick outside of those guys, there's plenty there. There's, Tom Wilson. There's Dmitry Orlov. There's Braden Holtby when he's good. Plenty of guys on this team, but this is a team with a lot of depth. But definitely Backstrom or Oshie. I forgot about TJ Oshie. Gosh, how did I do that? TJ Oshie definitely in there as well. But Ovechkin, Backstrom, and Karlsson, and Kuznetsov, my top three. I know that was four, but you know. And the last team, the Winnipeg Jets. Now, shouldn't be any surprise here. My picks, Mark Scheifele, Blake Wheeler, and Patrick Laine. These guys are just too good. They are some of the most amazing players in the league. Incredible. If I had to pick outside of Scheifele, Wheeler, and Laine, maybe Nikolaj Ehlers has been good. Kyle Connor is pretty good. Josh Morrissey, Jacob Trouba, Dustin Byfuglien. Connor Hellebuyck. Jeez, I can't believe I forgot that. Hellebuyck's also really good when he's consistent. So, yeah, those are my top three players for each team. Yeah, so, sorry, I'm just looking on something. Those are my top three players for each team in the NHL. Let me know what you guys think of my list. If you disagree with any of my picks, please feel free to tweet at me at RinkRichard on Twitter to let me know what you guys think. That is all. I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode of Richard's Ringside Radio. I have been your host, Andrew Richard. Okay, so once again, that was my top three picks for each NHL team. I hope you, you know, let me know what you guys think. If you agree with them, if you don't agree with them, if you think I miss anybody, let me know. Again, tweet at me, Rink Richard on Twitter. Thank you guys so very much for tuning in. Today was also my day to be on the 12 Days of DJ, so I have been very active. Well, slightly active on Twitter. It's been a busy day. But, you know, the day's not over yet. There should still be some updates on the Radio Laurie Instagram for part of the 12 Days of DJs. Yes, I've been your host, Andrew Richard, and this is Redbone by Childish Gambino. Enjoy.